800. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Good morning from the office of your favorite president to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
All right, you 609ers, you know what to do right now. You move it, move it, move it.
Take that cargo net, move it, move it, move, move, move.
Get your damn act together, okay? Settle down just a little bit.
Settle down a little
bit. I like your attitude.
Sure, you were born to bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land.
Butt ass wide open.
Hey, Joe. We say Joey.
Hey, baby. We're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
Old chariot, come down easy. Taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
What'd he say? My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius. Commander of the armies of the North. General of the Felix Legions. Loyal servant to the true Emperor, Marcus Aurelius. Father to a murdered son. Husband to a murdered wife. And I will have my vengeance.
Stay, got a carny plan over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us...
Where he's born?
Oh, Bonnie's in the net! Oh, my goodness me!
That's a great call.
I'm so glad
I just stumbled on that. Like, wow, what patch there. All right. Good morning, everybody. It is 6:10. We edged out our normal 6:11 start time. How about that? A minute ahead on this Tuesday, April 28th. Glad you're with us today. I'm David Bowles. Oh, and look to my left. It's Roger Scott.
Oh, my goodness me. Where's Roger? Where's Roger? He's in the net.
He's in the studio.
Oh, hey, good morning,
you. Welcome back.
Hey, glad to be back. Glad to be back and see you, Bubs.
Christian was in that seat yesterday. Roger did a fine job running the show. He's back in the producer room. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, fellas.
How was the trip, Roger, down to Florida?
Dude, it was fantastic. I was down in your area, not so far from your dad, not so far from your house. I guess only because it rained one day, and they've been talking. I mean, a big storm came through, and they'd been talking about not having rain for 6 months. I guess your dad maybe had been mentioning that. I don't know if your dad ever mentioned that. I heard one of the golf attendants say something to that effect. So when I looked on the map to see where the storm was, and I saw where Panama was from Santa Rosa.
Yes.
We was at Santa Rosa and saw that. Wished I could have seen your dad and had him come out for lunch or whatever, but I know you get busy and all that. But the guys I was with, David Hendricks, is a great host. Fantastic being with some of the guys. Met a new guy that I didn't know before, but friend of the show for years and years, Money Back Plaque, Rodney Plaque, who did cars around here, you know. And, of course, Steve Brown, who we'll see tomorrow. Kelly Greer, fantastic golfers. Boxcar Bridges.
You didn't play with Boxcar Bridges.
I played with Boxcar Bridges. This guy goes way back to when he got into a fight behind a boxcar. That's where he held court.
Boxcar Bridges.
He didn't want me to use his real name because there's still some things pending. And that's been 65 years.
It was probably too cold, but I would think your hair specialist, your doctor, would say you maybe to get in the ocean and get that salt water.
No, I did not step foot into the Gulf of America.
Probably a little cold.
Well, we didn't have time between golf and eating. Yeah, there was nothing to do. Yeah. I mean, we had to do that, but it rained one day, but it didn't stop us from golfing.
Well, you had a good day. That was good.
It was a great time.
What day did you leave? Friday.
Left Friday morning. Got there Friday morning. Took an hour and a half, whatever, to get there.
Where were we at Friday? I'm blanking where we were Friday. Oh, that, this he, is
I was
the,
here.
Oh,
you in Fayetteville?
Weekend. Oh my God!
Yeah.
Wow.
Where were you?
It's me.
Yeah, but
wow.
Where is Bass? He's in the net in Fayetteville and Pine Bluff.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, you knocked it out of the park
that
with all that. So I left
weekend.
There, went there. As soon as we landed, put our stuff at the house. Went out to the golf course. We played golf every day.
Yeah, that was a great getaway. Glad
it was, dude.
Glad
yeah.
to have you back.
You know the guys, so.
Oh, yeah, great group of guys.
Well, and you had a fantastic week. Well, it's Monday for me, Tuesday for you
yeah,
guys, so
that's
I'm sure
right.
you probably have told everybody about your.
Yeah, we did. Had a great great weekend. Yeah. Got a busy show today. Rick Schaefer normally, we always have him on Tuesday. He'll be with us. John Daly, we had him yesterday because I guess he was traveling today. Today's actually his 60th birthday. We welcomed him to the 60 Club yesterday.
Yeah.
A special guest, DJ Gasso, the batting coach for the Razorback softball team, is going to jump on with us. You know, his mom is Patty Gasso, the 8-time national champion.
That's where I know that.
Over
name.
At OU, yeah. Good guy. And, you know, Roger, this is the last series of the year versus, like, number 4 Texas at Austin. And then they go to the SEC tournament. Here we go. Let's go. Let's see if we can finally get over the hump to get to Oklahoma City in the World Series. Chuck Gatlin will be with us as well, brought to you by Hubbard Power Sports. We've got to play a little Family Feud, brought to you by Southern Bank. We've got to get Chris Roberts up in the studio. He'd like to come up.
Yeah.
Today, a couple things. Today's National Superhero Day.
Yep.
Roger, during our Facebook Live, I asked you what your growing up, what your number one superhero
Batman, was. Batman, I didn't know Marvel, and Marvel didn't interest me. I didn't notice anything. Of course, Spider-Man was probably the only other one that I saw on the Marvel side. Wasn't a Hulk because of the TV show.
Did you read comic books at all?
Yeah, I did. A lot of Bugs Bunny. But it was Batman because of Adam West and the fun that they had. I didn't realize until the Michael Keaton Batman movies how dark Batman was.
But you weren't in
I was a DC guy.
But you read DC comics?
DC Superman. Absolutely.
And there was not
that many of them.
Yeah, I never really interested you on the Marvel side. Isn't that funny how that works?
It really is because
maybe the store that you went in featured DC more, you know.
You know what? I didn't pay attention. Hulk was good.
Hulk
you know,
smash.
We had Aquaman.
Yeah, those are all DC.
Those were DC, but Hulk, the TV show. So that's how
Hulk's
I knew about
Marvel.
That's what I'm saying. But so I like the TV show.
The TV show.
Know.
Yeah, he just I tell you weren't a
I'm all about Star Lord now. If I could be more Star Lord,
I still have my comic books from when I was 8 years old.
That's
you know,
incredible.
Whatever it is,
and that's
some
incredible.
Of them are pretty cool. What about you, Christian? What was your go to growing up for a superhero?
Kind of cliche, but I'm a Spider-Man guy.
Yeah, and that's what I was. And you know, and Roger was asking why there's just
why cliche.
There's something about the well.
Well,
he's
like the most popular.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And the question is, why do you think that is? I think because his story, he's a kid who gets bit by a spider, and he's trying to deal with being a teenager, and now he can do all these amazing things. And the character was a cool character. I mean, it's a cool-looking suit. I mean, the things that Stan Lee had him doing. And so I think for whatever it was. And then Spider-Man.
Drugs trouble wherever he can. Look out!
It was a great cartoon back in the 70s, Christian, way before your time.
Yeah, I liked it as a cartoon.
Yeah, and then again, you got the Incredible Hulk, because you mentioned Lou Ferrigno started stepping in.
That's where I did it. But I didn't realize they were more fun, and that'll be our question of the day.
They're more fun, they're more fun. Yeah, Thor and Thanos.
Yeah, Thor, Thanos, Hulk, Spider-Man. All of them.
Yeah, I didn't. So for me, Christian, there was no such thing as the Thanos when I was growing up. We didn't have he with a bag of no.
Who was the
guy? I think Thanos came on the scene maybe around the 70s or 80s.
I think it was actually in the 80s because when I was reading in the 70s, he had not appeared yet.
It was probably the 80s.
DC had the Penguin and the Joker and the
because that's when like the Infinity Gauntlet thing was written.
And then, of course, that's why I was so offended by the way they treated Hulk. You know, Thanos beat the crap out of Hulk. You know, that didn't happen. That happened in the 70s. Thanos ain't throwing around Hulk like, and Hulk was a little baby. Hulk wouldn't come out with. Who was that actor playing?
He was a baby.
Hulk.
Ruffalo?
Paul Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
Who
come on. No! Shut up, Stu. Who wrote that crap?
Well, it's
crap. And basically, he was almost a no-show for the most part.
I'm with you 100%.
Hulk
is the ultimate.
A couple other things, too. We got several things to talk about. The Finnish Jesus, is that what we called him yesterday?
Slim Jesus.
He's 7 foot, 7 foot tall.
But he's
got
He's
finished. He's got a 7'2" wingspan.
Okay.
And now with him, with us getting him, and it's Myrninen, right?
Myrninen.
What is that again?
Myrninen. Murinin.
It almost sounds like you have a cold. You're shivering.
It's like the Men in Black where Will Smith goes.
Did you say Theron?
Theron.
Did you say Theron?
So Murinin.
It's Murinin. Is it Micah? Is it Micah?
Mika.
Mika.
Mika Murinin.
Murinin. So here's the deal. He was in the mix this whole time. We thought we had a shot at him, but for some reason, there hadn't been much chatter about him. And all of a sudden, there's been a lot of, not much in the transfer portal for Cal this year.
If you remember a few weeks ago when we had Joe Nichols on, I brought him up.
Yeah, I remember us. Yeah, I remember you talking about him. Yeah, he's been on that radar, but I didn't think that we were in the lead for him at that point,
I think it was UNC, I think, was in the lead at that time. It was between us and UNC, but UNC backed off or whatever.
Now, Roger, he is a tall, lanky dude, but he can get up. He can jump.
Very athletic.
Windmill, very athletic. Skinny as can be. He's a skinny kid. He's 7'2", 220. I'm 4 foot tall and I'm 220. He's 7 foot. He's 220. He's a beanpole, but he's very athletic and shoot the three. It doesn't answer the question that we thought we were going to get answered though.
He can shoot the three. Do we want that?
I don't think
he shoots the three.
He's like a four
efficiently.
Player. He's a four.
Yeah. You hope that he can maybe be Trevin Brazil.
We don't want that. We've been told we need a banger.
We need a banger.
Somebody
at
Michigan
butt.
And Arizona had just guys with big bodies that can get underneath the basket and dominate.
We're trying to sign another high school player. His name is Obina Akezi Jr.
You better stop it.
Yeah, come on, kid.
You better stop it.
And he's supposed to be that banger. He's a defensive presence inside.
But he's young, yeah.
He's going to be
17,
young.
He'd be 17.
If we're going to throw out, two 17, 18-year-olds, then...
Yeah,
they're probably not going to do too great.
That's the issue. It'll be exciting and fun to watch, like we did this year with.
It'll be a fun team to watch.
That's
for
right.
Sure.
Just like with A-Cup, but you wonder, hey, can it help us win games? I don't know. Again, he's going to have the a first round draft choice. That kid probably will be a top five pick, right?
I don't know about that.
Whoa. He just quickly shot down.
He could be. He has the potential to be.
The other story is that we learned, Roger, while you were gone. I guess it was Friday it came out that the U of A was cutting tennis. A program that's been around 70 years, and we were probably at peak was back when I was in school. And so we didn't realize it, and I just thought the timing was bad. I just thought, why are we doing this now? And nothing's going on. We get all the attention.
Right.
And we find out yesterday, somebody said, they're going to be playing, they're having an NCAA watch party. Like, what? Daly said yesterday, they're not very good. That's who cares? Wait a minute, they just qualified for the NCAA tournament. And then I did notice that the media, they did not let any media, U of A did not let any media to the watch party yesterday. They're not allowed. It was just fans who wanted to come, because I'm sure that the message would not be a good one. But then it's like, what are you doing? Wow. Did you not know that? Listen, it's one thing for us not to know it. It just makes it look worse. Now, if that's what Juracek thinks he's got to do, hey, he's got the right to
do
that.
But that money can't be used for NIL.
So
what are they? What are we doing with it? Is it for facility? Is it not for facility? Is it true that they are going to get a pickleball team? No, I mean seriously. What's the money for?
Well, I'm sure just general.
It's not in it. Is it coaches?
Just general operating revenue. Okay. But think about it, Roger. We talked about it. It still pales in comparison to the sports that are losing money. Yeah. Basketball, I think, lost $5 million. Baseball lost $3 million.
Track
lost $9 million. Yeah, 9 million combined. I lost three.
And track,
combined 5 and 4 men's and women's.
And how, let me ask you this. How does it lose money? Let's go to track. How does it lose the money? Is it simply travel?
Facility rent,
electricity,
staff,
heat, air,
staff,
all that?
Yeah.
Okay, 9 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then listen, it's the least of uniforms.
Yeah,
right?
You talk about what
you would think
wear.
So. Like the material and everything.
Yeah, for that, I mean.
Volleyball, maybe.
And you have track, run round, fire good.
Yeah.
No disrespect, but I mean, with all the championships that we have.
But we saw Hunter Juracek, and I have no agenda against Hunter Juracek. We saw him in the touchdown club just, struggle
you
2 years
him
in
up
a row.
When you were in Fayetteville?
Yeah, I saw him briefly. He was very cordial. probably didn't
and out,
didn't,
hit and miss.
Didn't care to see me. Probably anyway.
Up.
He's fine. He's nice to me. But it's just like, what are we doing here? It's like, come on, you're your worst enemy. Wait till the season's over if you're going to do this. Now you've got motivation for them to be. And now everybody's talking about it. And go ahead, Christian.
I don't like the argument that because we're not good at it, it's fine.
No,
to
that's
it.
Right. That's you can't.
We're not good
that.
At a lot of things.
That's exactly right. Listen, basketball needs to be eliminated right now.
We're the only SEC team that doesn't have a tennis program now.
Yeah. And the question is, well, you know, will this be the start of more? I don't know. So that that happened. And then Roger. Then yesterday,
S&D has got to be worried.
And I'm not gonna act like I watched Arkansas tennis or anything.
That's right. No. We're gonna try to get some tennis players on, see what they say. Former U of A tennis players. Then horrible news yesterday that the top gymnast that we have, Jocelyn Roberson, is going to the transfer portal. She was like the superstar, all American. She was a freshman last year, sophomore this year. I mean, she was the face of the program. And it's like, see ya, you know, and maybe she feels like she can't accomplish her goals of winning a national championship. I don't know. Or maybe she's got a check from somebody. I posted yesterday that that I'm sure money had something to do with that. Somebody said, she wants to go to her coach in Georgia. Well, she could have went to her coach in Georgia last year. I just think money's involved. And listen, that's what it is what it is.
That's right.
That's
it's like Wally said, and I keep quoting him, he's the guy. It's the new normal.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, so that's part of the big story. And then the other story is it Brendan Sorsby?
Sorsby, yeah.
Yeah, Sorsby, yeah. The quarterback at Texas Tech, who came out yesterday and said, I have a gambling addiction.
Cincinnati, yeah.
Yeah, we got $5 million to come to Texas Tech.
A lot of money to gamble with.
Yeah, they said, I heard a little bit of the story, that he was gambling on individual pitches at a Major League Baseball game. Like, you can, every pitch you can, whether it's a strike or a ball, on his app.
Yeah, like. Yeah. $1, $2, whatever.
Yeah.
And then also, I think he was gambling on college football games.
Yeah, when
as
he was
well.
Playing in Indiana. Yeah. So, that's an eye-opener.
It's Pete Rose.
Well, and I mentioned to Roger on our Facebook Live a few minutes ago, I played Christian back when I was in the 80s. I had a buddy of mine that got in trouble. He was in deep.
He had a bookie threatened him. I mean, so that's what it is. There, listen, that could jeopardize his future in sports at all.
That's right.
I mean, at all.
So now,
you wonder if this causes him to miss the college football season, if he would enter the supplemental draft.
Well, I think today.
I think if talent trumps trouble. But that could affect him in the pros.
It could, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's got that stigma now.
Absolutely.
He's got that addiction. Of course,
who's going to want to bet on that team?
That's the second addiction thing that's come out in sports. You know what the other one was the other day?
Going to
therapy.
No.
The coach for Vrabel. He decides he's going to miss the third day of the draft. So he can start getting counseling about what happened with he and Ruspina.
That's just optics.
It's like, what are you doing? Wait a minute. Yeah, I mean, why you do that? Why you just wait till the thing's over
it's
with? What's that about? I mean, come on, man. Just to finish your job and then go do it. Don't make us. I guess you're right. It's just a way to go. Hey, I'm getting
the Eurocheck School of Optics.
It's just like, what are you doing? It's your biggest 3 days of the year. You can't wait one more day. That imperative that you go get that counseling.
I saw another post. It's like this Rossini thing never ends. Apparently, saw another post that she shared a Spotify playlist with him in like 2022 after they went on a 4-game losing streak.
Oh,
like, wow.
Oh yeah, that's all the stuff starting to come out now.
Yeah, it never ends.
Also, Mr. NBA, Christian Weaver. I saw where Cooper Flagg won the Rookie of the Year.
He did, indeed.
What is he, 18, 19?
He may have turned 19. I can't remember.
I wonder how many teenagers have won that thing before.
Probably a ton
last 20 years, 15 years.
In the era of one and done, and also guys that came straight out of high school, LeBron James.
Yeah, true. Roger, today you got baseball. The Razorbacks are playing Northwestern. They play two midweek games. Northwestern State. Thank you. They play two midweek games, which is sort of rare. And then they play Ole Miss at home. As I mentioned, the Razorback ladies play against a number four Texas, which will be a tough one. So if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Roger's back. So we got a couple questions. What is your favorite superhero? Maybe as a kid and now. So I saw this in our notes yesterday. Do you guys eat salt at the bottom of a pretzel bag? Roger's saying yes. This is something I've never heard of. Guess how many people do?
75%.
I was going to say 60.
Yeah, not near that high.
Okay.
But I would have guessed
20.
I would have guessed 2%.
Okay.
Because I had no idea it was a thing.
20?
32%.
Okay.
32%
eat the salt
at the bottom of the pretzel bag.
When it's the end of the bag.
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone.
It's my bag.
So you just
you moist your finger and you stick it in and lick it. It sticks to it.
Wow,
Spider-Man stuff.
I guess I just missed out on that.
Listen, what was the old Star Trek deal? Remember Salt Lady? They had to have salt. We have to have salt in our body.
Yeah, but I don't eat enough. Now, is there...
fries.
Now, let me ask this. Is that in that regular bag of pretzels from, like, the grocery store?
Any bag.
Anyone.
Oh, any bag has, yeah.
Anywhere. Wow.
Especially the pretzel rods.
Christian,
are huge. Those are the prong of...
they got them big salt crystals on.
Yeah, man.
We set off a bit that's been going on now for 5 years. That day we stumbled about 5 years ago on about the tipping of the bowl.
Yeah. We never asked him.
What are you talking about?
So somehow we were talking to RJ, and either Roger or Justin brought up...
Cereal day.
Or maybe Tommy. Maybe Tommy.
Oh, the drinking of the milk.
The cereal. Tipping of the bowl with the cereal, and RJ said, no, it's contaminated.
It's ridiculous.
So did you.
And I did, too. I don't do it. I don't tip it. Do you tip it?
Do I drink the cereal milk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, see, I don't. I'm just like RJ.
It tastes even better.
Christian goes, it's ridiculous. I said, no, I'm with RJ.
It tastes even better.
It's contaminated. It's contaminated. Give me.
You get some of that frosted flake milk
it's
cinnamon
soggy.
Toast crunch milk.
It's soggy.
Milk is soggy.
No, you've got to the at the bottom.
That's
the,
gone. You
no, I eat all the cereal.
There's particles.
No,
in
no,
there.
No.
All the cereal is gone.
Fruit Loop juice is so good.
You just said it's mixed in with the milk. Yeah,
But you're eating the milk with the cereal.
But anyway, we found out that there is a group that definitely does that.
Big contention
versus definitely does not do that.
I wonder about my kids.
It's almost like Democrats and Republicans. There's a line right down to the middle.
I don't think my grandkids even know about bubble gum yet. They're at the beginning. Well, the two oldest ones do, of course, but the other five, I don't believe, do yet. Seven being the oldest of the new breed. I don't know if they know about gum. I don't know if
they're too young now.
Oliver eats Fruit Loops, but I've been buying them for him. That you can get those little snack packs.
Yeah, you know, like just, you tear the top off. Yeah,
that's a good. No, yeah. It's a little pack. Those are fantastic. But yeah, we'll have to do that another time. What's your favorite cereal?
Frosted Flakes.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops first. Frosted Flakes later. And then if you ever did have Apple Jacks or anything like that, or Cheerios, you put a cup of sugar in there. Yeah. A
couple things here. Chris White is listening from Simmons Bank. He says, I tip it every night. Protein cereal. There you go.
What is that? What is that, Wyatt?
It's
protein cereal.
It's
they sell that now. I've never had it.
What's it called?
Chris has got 2% body fat, so I'm sure it's the leanest things out there. Kevin Kratz is listening.
Hey, Kevin.
And I had heard this yesterday. So, is it Mika? Again, I want to get this right.
I thought it was Mika.
Mika? I'll go with whatever you say. Mika.
Mika Marnin.
Mika Muir. Mika's dad played at UALR.
Yeah, Kimo. Kimo.
Kimo. Kimo and Mika.
K-I-M-M-O.
His dad played for Steve Shields.
Okay. He did.
How about that? He was pretty good.
We should get Shields on.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's get him on today.
His dad played for, how old is he?
Who?
How old is
his dad?
He?
I'm sure.
I think in the 2000s.
He's probably in his 40s, mid 40s.
Okay,
late 40s.
I guess Steve's old. Okay. Sorry. Hey, coach. I know you're listening. Okay, buddy.
All right, let's take a break if you want to be a part of the show. 661-1037. Yesterday, I was in computer hell, and then my computer's down. I had to do the whole show off my phone. I couldn't look at messages, couldn't do anything. So I went and bought a little basic Mac, the most basic Mac out there, the Neo. And then I'm getting my other one fixed today. I'm going to have two screens. I'm going to have double up where I can see messages, I can return, I can do this, I can do that.
I'll tell you what, you do that, and next season, your Oakland betting will be phenomenal. You'll look like one of the guys on TV.
All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We'll check those messages when we come back. Go away.
Join Morning Mayhem on the road this Thursday, taking the show to Sherwood to pay a visit to Frank Fletcher and crew at Fletcher Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
This Texas Sports Center.
Arkansas basketball landed five-star finish forward Mika Murinen yesterday to boost their class to number one in the country. Murinen played some high school ball in the United States before going to play for Partizan Belgrade in Serbia last year. He played at the Nike Hoop Summit earlier this month, recording 10 points and 8 rebounds in 15 minutes. He measured in at 7 foot, 223 pounds with a 7'2.5" wingspan at the event. Athleticism is his best trait, but he has range out to the three. Arkansas is not done adding players yet, as there are at least three roster spots open, potentially five, depending on Malik Thomas and Billy Richmond's decision with the NBA draft. Their top target is 7-foot center Obina Akezi Jr. The five-star is the second overall player in the 2027 class, but is likely to reclassify. He released his top five yesterday. It included Kentucky, Louisville, Arkansas, BYU, and Maryland. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Today is an Arkansas Storm Team Alert Day. More strong to severe storms are likely this afternoon. 80% chance of rain, a high of 80 here in Little Rock. Please be weather aware. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, although tonight I don't expect any storms to be severe anymore. We'll have a low of 62. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my iron wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th, and you can make it unforgettable with something truly special from Tipton & Hurst, Arkansas's premier florist for over a century. Tipton & Hurst is your most trusted source for gorgeous floral arrangements, fine gift baskets, and high-quality blooming plants. If you're looking for something to brighten your Mother's Day, Tipton & Hurst has you covered. Shop at locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Conway, Pine Bluff, and Rogers, or enjoy the convenience of delivery right to mom's doorstep. Don't miss out on this opportunity to show your mother how truly special she is. Call 501-666-3333 or visit TiptonHurst.com today.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
F.L. Davis in Greer's Ferry or Gravel Ridge Small Engine in Jacksonville.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
Oh, that's what I need. Need some good jam.
Well, come on.
Good thing? Is it good thing?
Shake it. Shake it. Guardians at all?
No. I will say, though, too, speaking of good music, you hear about the Michael Jackson movies is getting a ton of people at the theaters.
Oh, yeah.
They had really good numbers.
How'd the critics
somebody said the movie's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have thought it looked sort of cornball because the guy, to me, doesn't look exactly like Michael. He's not a bad...
He has the job because he's related to Michael.
That's right. He's related to Michael Jackson, yeah. 661-1037.
And it doesn't go all... It stops.
It That's stops right. at bad. It stops yeah. before the controversy.
It stops before he gets bad.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it might have been bad for a long time. Yeah,
it
that's
stopped
right.
before
yeah.
we knew.
We knew.
We
yeah.
knew what we knew.
I tell you, going back and watching, I ran across a clip of Sullivan. What's his name? Ed Sullivan. And watching how good Michael Jackson was at whatever he was.
Oh, eight? I recall him being on. I don't
eight? Know. Oh, I mean, he could sing better than eight. He could dance and sing is better than his brothers who were, 10 years older.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone says here from the 501 Middleton Heat and Air text line, I'm a tipper of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. JT.
Ooh, I could see that, yeah.
JT and Benton.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Another one says, guys, I drink the milk after I eat the cereal. It's also really fun to mix the cereals like Cinnamon Toast Crunch mixed with Frosted Flakes. Wow. Very creative.
Well, when we were growing up, sometimes when the boxes, because, you know, limited room in the cabinets, when the boxes got maybe a quarter down, you started mixing them all together to make one box.
Yeah, there you go. Do want to thank everybody every morning who sends us the L.A. messages.
Thank you.
L.A., Los Angeles, move it, move it, move it, all those things.
Shout out Evans Dietz. Quote, love the pretzel salt.
Huh? Okay. Again, that's almost like the tipping of the bowl. I didn't realize how many people. I had never in my mind. Now, let me tell you what I do with the bottom of the bag. What do I go for at the bottom of the bag?
You put fries in there.
Let me tell you, Christian, it's one of the greatest things in my life.
It when is. You discover a fry at the bottom
yeah,
of the bag,
oh, my
yes,
gosh. It is like, what?
That's the ultimate.
But here's my man. Here's my man.
And you get more than one, even better. Simply throw them down there. You make sure they're going to be there.
My man will make sure, before he starts, take some out, put it in the bottom of the bag, so that when he's finished with the container, they're there.
That is the ultimate. It's like, I thought I was done.
It's a veteran
always
move.
It's a great payoff.
You're right. It is a great payoff. But other than sugar, it's all that salt.
So now, Christian, we were talking during the break that there is a little baggage, possibly, with Mjernan, coming in. The finish, or what is it, Slim Jesus?
Jesus, yes.
Yeah, so he's got some attitude problems, maybe?
Yeah, he's got some attitude problems. He's played for several teams in the high school ranks and overseas, AAU, and he's been dismissed from quite a few of them, or he's left.
Yeah,
I put that in quotations.
Yeah, so, where does he play to? What are the actions? He's European, so he's over there playing in Europe. And are they college teams? Are they pro teams?
He played for a pro team, Partizan Belgrade. Partizan Belgrade in Serbia. They're in the EuroLeague. They have a very well respected head coach. He's one of the great coaches of EuroLeague, and I think he helped get him fired.
that was a whisper.
He said what he said about him.
But, he's got some baggage. He's got some attitude issues, so they say.
Now, if anybody can handle...
he's talented, you say.
Yeah, he is talented.
If anybody can handle that, you think Cal...
I think Cal can get it under
control. Listen, young man, I got $6 billion. $6 million! That's what my guys
have made sure of.
I'm
going to
need
league,
church this morning.
If he wants to get to the league, he needs to listen to Cal.
I do need to say a happy birthday to Kelly LaSaint. She was talking about our Los Angeles.
Hey,
she didn't
Kelly.
Think it was good this morning. She is celebrating her 53rd birthday. I always say, 53 is going to be a great year for everybody for their birthday.
You bet it is.
Yeah,
it was for me, David.
661-1037. Somebody said, oh, yes, fries in the bottom of the bag outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Question of the day, Christian. What is it?
Who's your favorite superhero?
Yeah, that's
National Superhero Day.
Then and now, because mine's a then
as
and
a
now.
Kid and now.
If it's changed, or you can just be simple and go, look, I don't have time to write two things.
I can do it.
Got to give a shout out to Shane Broadway. He becomes the new chancellor, temporary chancellor, interim chancellor, if you will, Arkansas State University system at the Three Rivers campus in Malvern.
I got a good one.
And Steve Rook has been that for a long time. I didn't realize he was resigning. He's been there 10 years. He's going to become president of Connor State College in Warner, Oklahoma. So Shane steps in there. Shane's worn about every hat you can think of. We're going to be in Saline County tomorrow.
Tomorrow we'll be at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, where Steve Brown was part of the group that went to Florida to play golf and all that. He is such a monster hitter.
We may ask, too.
He's a very good player, but a good dude.
Coach Harris from Benton to come by. The state weightlifting meet is back at Benton High School, where I started it there. That's older than the Broyles Award. It's like 4 or 5 years older than the Broyles Award. I started that circuit like 35 years ago, and it's still growing.
I didn't know that's where you started it.
Yeah, Benton. Yeah, Benton had such a good reputation back then of a good weight program. And Dwight Fight, is that right? Yeah, Dwight Fight, I think that's right. So we started that thing back in like 1994, 5 or something, and it's still going
Farmer
on.
Was AD?
Farmer's
and Bryant.
Yeah,
he was Ryan,
Dwight Fight. But anyway, that's coming up this Saturday. If you got a kid in high school and he's playing football or whatever, make sure your coach has those kids going. If they don't want to lift, tell them to go watch. It'll motivate them. That's what I did when I was playing, Roger. I needed to see motivation, and that's what it was. So I said, Ron says, does Wonder Woman count? Dang straight she does.
Well, yeah, she's a superhero.
Listen, the disrespect that Justin Akery shows Wonder Woman
is just he's so sexist.
What does he do?
He just said the movie was horrible.
Movie.
It's not horrible, Christian. Don't you dare get on that. Okay. It is not. Listen, you've got women issues if you think that's a horrible movie. It's a strong woman.
She's a very strong Amazonian woman.
That's right. Yes. Yes. And she just happens to look pretty cute, too. I'm not saying that's
the
number thing.
I don't see looks.
Yes. Yeah, of course, you know what? Here's the deal, though. I love this. What's her name? What's the actress's name?
Marinan.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot. Yeah, listen, Gal Gadot's a rock star, but she's no Linda Carter.
Let me tell you something.
She's no Linda Carter.
Let me tell you something.
Let me bang my wristbands together.
Yeah, that's what I want to bang.
Yeah, give me your yellow rope, Linda.
Linda Carter.
She was
so
smoked. My gosh, she was huge back then.
She still is.
She was above Farrah Fawcett for me as I got older. 100%.
I was a Jacqueline Smith guy. I wasn't a Farrah guy. Yeah, I was Jacqueline Smith. I was more brunette. I was a brunette guy.
Wonder Woman. When you're thinking about Roger, Wonder Woman.
I put my name in all of it. Let me tell you something. She made that outfit. And Gal Gadot. She did a great job looking. Because you know what? Because of our...
She's an Israeli soldier.
And where was the first movie you pointed out that she was in? It was a movie with Steve Carell and Tammy Faye. What's her name?
Yeah, Officer
Tammy Faye. Yeah, Tammy Tina Faye.
That's a great movie. That is a great underrated
Mark
movie.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
And she's in there. She's there.
Date Night.
Date Night.
Yeah. How about that? Whoa!
You know,
I'm
not surprised you remember that. No, we loved Linda Carter, and I'd like to see her as we speak. I think I saw her on a red carpet not too long ago. She may be 80 years old, but guess what? I'm close to it.
Here's one. You should play the Wonder Woman game at Oaklawn Casino. Yeah, I've seen that before. I don't know if it's still there or not.
Who is that at telling us that? Because I would have to consult Ralph Schuster first. He's our guy.
That is true. But yeah,
but if nothing else, just to go by there and look at it.
Well, who is your most favorite female superhero, Christian? While you're at it,
is there that?
Let's see if you have one.
Yeah. That's a great question.
Did you dismiss Wonder Woman so quickly?
I'll have to think about that one.
You had Batwoman. What was
Batwoman? You mean Catwoman?
No.
No, you had Batgirl.
Batgirl.
Yeah. Oh, here's one for you. Yvonne Craig. Where'd I pull that one out?
What's that?
That was her real name, Yvonne Craig.
No way.
That was Batgirl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now you're a DC guy.
No. I'm also a chick in a tight leather outfit guy. That's who that was.
Like,
just like with Linda Carter. You pulled out Date Night.
Is she the TV one or the...
She was the TV one, yeah.
Oh, okay. I like Rogue from X-Men. She's cool.
Yeah, she's...
Same, I don't know anybody. We knew Batgirl, Wonder Woman,
Storm,
Catwoman. Cool. That's all we knew.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
and they were all...
X-Men. When I was growing up, X-Men was not as popular.
No.
But wait a minute.
The movies made them really popular.
Here's the other thing that confuses me. A lot of things do. It's the Marvel lady. What's her name?
Well, no, that's what we're...
Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel.
Oh, no. Yeah,
that's
a
chick.
Yeah, she was... Yeah.
I didn't know that. How sexist is that?
The original Captain Marvel was a man, but he died, and she
Roger,
admitted it.
Okay, I didn't know. Okay, so that's what it was.
Johnny Come Lately. I'm sorry to say that, but they brought her into Marvel, brought in to help fight,
I didn't know that.
Thanos. Thank goodness, but I don't remember her very much. I don't remember her very much. And then what was the one? What's the other one of the ex-woman who she can make lakes she can with her mind? She's... Not the one you mentioned. There's another one, and she dies in this. Wolverine liked her, and the guy with the glasses.
Storm.
No, there's another one. There's Storm. There's
Jean Grey.
Jean Grey.
Jean Grey's cool too.
Jean Grey.
I don't know Jean Grey. I know Joel Grey. Yeah,
but that's it for girls, right? That's it for the ladies.
I don't know. Black Widow.
What about
Scarlett Johansson?
What about What about Star Lord's girls? Who were they?
Oh yeah,
the green ones. The green chicks. Who were they?
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, Roger, were not my growing up too. They were not. You know,
they weren't super popular.
The movies have made these super popular.
Were they back then though?
I think they were.
I think 80s, so 90s. Yeah.
They're not a Johnny Come Lately, but are they?
They became popular with the movies.
All right.
The movies made them more popular. Like, Iron Man was like a B-tier superhero before...
Iron Man.
Yeah, no, you're right. Iron Man was popular.
Before the movies.
Just like Thor. But Thor and Iron Man, and Robert Downey Jr., let me tell you, he's the one who put Marvel on the map.
100%.
His personality made that character come to
100%.
Life. 100%. And he was the catalyst for everything that happened in all the Marvel movies. What do you got, Marvel Universe? We're such nerds.
MCU.
We just went Nerdsville.
So before the MCU, the two most popular properties in Marvel are Fantastic Four and Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, I love the Fantastic Four.
See, I don't know.
Thing.
I don't know.
Thing and Thor.
Is that Rock?
That's the Rock guy.
Yeah.
He's a stretch man. That's a Jessica Alba place. Mr. Fantastic. Chicken.
See, I didn't know all of those that they had. I didn't know.
You were stuck in the DC world.
I don't remember. Wait a minute.
I would check about Young Roger.
Shazam. Was he DC?
He's DC.
Who? DC.
Shazam. Now listen, that was another morning, Saturday morning.
It was live
action.
So
good. What did he say? He would go, Shazam.
Yeah, what was the kid's name?
There's another saying that they were, you know, remember that guy at the very beginning of that TV show, which had that little saying, and they had a little RV. I think me and my buddies, there was a Shazam with a little RV that you drove around in. Sorry, I'm not sorry. It's National Superhero Day. You want to be a part of the show?
6-4. That's what's wrong. Do kids even have it? We had action figures.
What action figure would Slim Jesus be? The finished giant.
Well, maybe we'll do it tomorrow.
Stretch.
Maybe we can throw
Mr.
it in
Mr. Fantastic.
What action figure did you have as a kid? And ladies, those were dolls for guys.
Yeah, which one? If you were a girl, which superhero would caught your eye when you were Barbie? Hey, Hulk. Hey, Mr. Hulk.
Get in the Jeep, Hulk.
All right, don't go away. 6:48. Cause a man took my heart and robbed me blind.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you, and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
Tennis fans, get ready for world-class tennis at the UAMS Health Little Rock Open. Presented by the Worsham Law Firm, May 24th through May 31st at the Rebzimen Tennis Center in Little Rock. Exciting hardcore action on the ATP Challenger Tour. Admission is free. The tournament benefits the bone marrow transplant program at the UAMS Winthrop B. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. For more information, visit LittleRockOpen.com. LittleRockOpen.com.
This is Pat Bradley, and if you haven't been to Wood Grill Buffet in Benton, well, what are you waiting for? The Wood Grill Buffet was just rated the top buffet in Arkansas and the 15th best in the U.S. by a national organization as featured on KARK. Over 200 items, huge meat bar, salad bar, hot food bar, and the sweetest dessert you've ever seen. Open Thursday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Exit 118 in Benton. Come one, come all, come hungry.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Irish poet William Butler Yeats writes in The Second Coming, "Things fall apart. The center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned." These words were true in 1919 when Yeats wrote them. They remain true today as confusion and conflict continue around our planet. Then as now, how we live, what we value, and what kind of futures face our children and grandchildren matter. At Double B's, you will always receive a dose of Southern hospitality with a warm, "Welcome to Double B's." After all, we're neighbors. Stroll on by a Double B's today. We have 34 stores in the natural state to serve you. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Oaklawn is here for when you want nonstop racing and nonstop action. The season's back, the weekends are packed, and it's time to plan your visit. The classic racing season kicks off January 30th and runs through May 2nd with exciting weekends, great food and drinks, and the kind of atmosphere you can only find in Hot Springs. It's fast, It's lively. It's time to win. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
One day, one chance to win a dream vacation. Give blood with Our Blood Institute on Saturday, May 2nd at any mobile blood drive or donor center near you, and you could win a getaway valued up to $2,000 from Dream Vacations. One lucky donor will win, but every donor will receive a free t-shirt and a Magic Springs theme and water park ticket. Donate blood on Saturday, May 2nd. Reserve your appointment now at obi.org/events. That's obi.org/events.
103.7 The Buzz heads to Oaklawn this Friday to close out the 2026 live racing season. Morning Mayhem and The Zone will broadcast from the Mainline Sports Bar. Nancy Holtis will stop by along with Zach Gillum and David Longinati. Might even get a visit from General Manager Wayne Smith. It's Friday at Oaklawn Hot Springs with 103.7 The Buzz.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 103.7 The Buzz.
Ask Joe and Trey if they're considering draws for all WMAs next year for waterfowl hunting. Joe, go.
We're considering it. There's been the overkill of the waterfowl.
The overkill.
I would like to address this on the backside of the break if I could.
We may back off that because of the overkill.
Overkill.
And the season's over.
That's it. Thank you, Joe Klein. From Blues Brothers.
Well, I heard about the
Ray Charles. All right, 6:54. We got a few minutes before we go to break. A couple things. We're going to have Rick Schaefer coming up. He's brought to you by Edwards Food Giant and Bradford Marine. We're going to have DJ Gasso, hitting coach for the Razorbacks. We're going to have House Speaker Brian Evans and Senate President Bart Hester. They've had that softball game tonight, but they're moving it to tomorrow night. Is it supposed to rain tonight?
Yeah, about 3 o'clock.
Maybe. Okay, so that's why they'll move tomorrow night. We'll visit about that. Also, too, we want to say congratulations. I mentioned yesterday, Roger, to everybody who won Quiz Bowl on Saturday. Wow, I watched some of that on Arkansas TV, Arkansas PBS, and it was like 6 championships between 2A, 3A, 4A, and it was the top schools. And man, the questions they were asking, you're king of all trivia, you'd appreciate it. Like, wow.
No doubt.
These are the kids that I couldn't hang out with because they're way too smart for me. But they're looking at each other and they're coming up. I mean, it was historical. It was geography. It was math. No. It was wow. Yeah. I mean,
we've got a few of those at both trivia places.
Yeah,
tonight
Boudreaux's.
Tonight at Boudreaux's, will finish out the month. They're giving away actually. I think the monthly prize tonight is maybe a buck and a half. Dee's coming up. It's 2A Vabella.
Got Dee tonight at 9. Yeah, today at 9 o'clock. Yeah, too. Got a busy show. Justin Moore should be joining us today too. Roger. Okay. The other thing I was going to say, I want to give a shout out to Melinda Davis. She's in Benton, Roger. I went to the softball game last Thursday night, Friday night, and she came up. She goes, I noticed you, I was looking for your sponsor for Ella McDowell. I said, we're doing a little internal sponsorship there. And she goes, we know all of us here, we listen to the show, we're 609ers, and we come up to support softball team. And we all were going to get together and sponsor Ella until we heard you got it. And I said, that's right. Well, that is you're really paying attention.
That's nice.
Really paying attention to the softball game. So Melinda Davis, she's a 609er. Also, Derek Covington. He came up to me at the softball game and said hello. He's from Searcy. Anthony Arroyo, same thing. Thank everybody who came up and said hello there. And it was, of course, they took care of business, Roger. It was against Missouri, so they won that. And so anyway, we're just keeping our fingers crossed that they can end up getting to Oklahoma City. Yeah. 661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. If you got a comment on the tennis, you got a comment on our new player. Coach Cal's got apparently the number one now recruiting class in America. Is that going to help us win next year? Well, you know, that's sort of the question mark. Is like, wow, it's sort of the same question at Kentucky. You get the best players.
But how far, right?
Yeah, that's right. Is it a good team or is it just a lot of great players that...
Does it help us get beyond the Sweet 16 where we've been a couple of times?
Yeah, you definitely want to have the most talented team, but you got to have the key components. And I think we
need some men.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing. The other thing is obviously losing the top gym. Yeah, really, it's just not a great weekend for the athletic program in terms of if you're a tennis player.
Not named basketball or football.
That's right. That's right, Roger. And it had the spring game, and I didn't get a chance to watch it in person. Got a chance to watch some video, and there were some good things done. Did you see what I put on Twitter yesterday? The U of A put out something about what a historical draft it was Saturday. Stop it. Stop it. There's nothing historical about that draft. I don't care what you say. You had a guy pick 99, what, the last end of the third round. You had one player picked in the fourth, one player picked in the
four players picked and none until the third round.
I played with teams that had two in the first round. So I don't want to hear it. That's just silly. Silly talk. We can still support Ryan and still, you know, be proud of our program. But that's just silliness. Not historic at all. Come on. Maybe it's the best they've had in 10 years, but if that's the best we have in 10 years, we just went 2-10. That's it. Even 2-10. Anyway, I digress.
No. Well, I'm glad to see that you do those things. That's why you're the man.
Yeah, anyway, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. It does look a little rainy outside, Rog.
It's going to be.
All right, don't go away.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
We know it, and we're proud of it. 1037 The Buzz.
The Bumper to Bumper Certified Service Center's Indoor Car Show, Saturday, May 2nd at the Conway Expo Hall. Presented by Joe's Garage, Hearns Superior Alignment, Mid-State Transmission, and Weber Automotive Repairs. New this year, best of show for car and truck, $1,000 Visa gift card to each winner.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac, and I couldn't have done